Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and good morning to this lovely new bride.
Good morning.
Laura Schwendiger and Al Canning. So you decided that'd be easier to write and easier to spell.
Yeah, it's a little shorter.
Yes, it is. But the important thing is the whole event and yep. Your new life together. That's great. So back to work, though, Laura.
Yes, back to work.
Yes. And talking about work, but also a great way to maybe save a little money. And I'll let you tell that story.
Yeah, well, we are going to be holding our rain barrel workshop this spring. Interesting kind of project came forth. The West Pottawatomie Soil and Water Conservation District applied for a REAP CEP grant, and so it's a special grant for conservation education, and they were granted that grant, and they partnered with Iowa Western Community College to bring what they do in Pottawatomie County out to their satellite college spots. So that partnership we got to join in on, since they're bringing a couple of the classes to the Atlantic campus. And so we are going to be doing a rain barrel workshop as part of that. And we're going to join in and kind of help them out and have more people there and more expertise kind of thing for the actual rain barrel workshop.
Yes, you've done some rain barrel workshops in the past. You have your own rain barrel.
Yes.
And so, yeah, expertise.
And this is where I've learned, this is where we learned how to do this all right. From for is West Pottawatomie. And so they're going to kind of scoot out this way and help us out with this class. It's part of Iowa Western's Going Green and a series of continuing education classes that are Going Green.
Mm-hmm. So. Why would we possibly want to have a rain barrel? You know, we were talking about the past here before we got on the air, and I remember we had a rain barrel at home when I was a little girl. I can't visualize it, but I know we had one because we went out to get that water when we washed our hair.
Well, you know, and you can also use it to water your gardens. A lot of people use it to water their gardens, that sort of thing. But, you know, it's a great way to kind of conserve that water that naturally comes down, that natural great rainwater that you can use for things like that, even washing your dog, things like that.
Yeah.
So car wash.
Yeah, okay, because I'm thinking now, you know, I'm not thinking most people are going to wash their hair with it, but using it on the gardens and...
Right.
But now, you know, a couple other things there, that if that water's there, you might as well use
right.
it rather
and
than
we'll,
running more water.
The class, and that's the great thing about the class, if you're not sure if you want to build the barrel, fine. Come to the class. The class is totally free to just sit in, get all that information, and really see what this is all about. And then if you want to build that barrel, then we do have a supply charge of $40 per barrel. But you know what? A lot of people just want to know that they can come to this class for free and just to get the information. And so and they are doing that through online as the main way to register for the class.
Okay. Now, when you talk about the rain barrel,
it
isn't just a container that sits out there and then you got to dip it out. There's a couple of things you've had, and you provide all of those
other
things.
Yes, we provide everything too. We provide the kit, and even, you know, the only thing that you'll kind of need to know is where you want to put the spigot, because there is kind of a spigot at the bottom.
And where to place the barrel.
Yes.
Do you have some advice on that?
The best way to place these barrels that we're going to build is right under the downspout, or to connect your downspout to it. We'll bring examples of how to do that, how to connect it, but you will also get kind of a downspout connector that is specially sized for the actual downspout part.
Now, most of these I've seen, the barrels,
yes.
are bright blue. I might not want a bright blue
right.
barrel sitting out there for the world to see.
And we will talk about that and tell you how to decorate it, too, because you don't have to keep it that bright
okay.
blue color by any means.
Okay. It could be the color of your house, probably,
yes,
if you wanted
yes.
it to be.
Yes, yep, and we'll tell you how to get that all done, too, as well.
Plain or fancy.
So.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, the thing that I guess we haven't yet mentioned, as I keep seeing all of this information about it's going to be a drought year. Now, mm-hmm. we don't know that, but
right.
hey, this could be a great help, especially if you have plants around that you'd like to water, and a cost saving.
Yeah, and you know, people don't realize that you can actually, people think, well, this is going to be a mosquito magnet too. And so we talk about how to keep the mosquitoes out and how the rain barrels are designed to keep the mosquitoes out and not have those babies going on. And we give some, you know, helpful hints, things like that.
There's a lid on the barrel.
Yes,
I mean,
there
that's
is
one
a
thing,
lid.
So lots of other stuff doesn't fall in there either.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so we've got a lot of different ways, you know, you'll learn a lot. It's amazing what we pack into this class.
Now, we need to be sure to say when it is, where it is, what time. I'm not sure we've said that.
Yeah, it is this Saturday, and two Saturdays, the 14th of April. And there is our work, a deadline, a registration deadline. We kind of want to know for the barrels especially, is this upcoming Monday on the 9th. And so it will be Saturday the 14th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And then we'll also register. If you want to register, you want to register through Iowa Western. You could kind of find it through the continuing education, and then you'll see kind of a going green box as well, and click on that.
Okay.
And then select which one. You make sure you're signing up for the Atlantic class and the right date and things like that. There, we did have earlier in this series, we had a native landscaping class. And there are, if you're, you know, listening and you live closer to Harlan, there is some upcoming ones coming up into Harlan. And then there'll be another rain barrel workshop down in Clarinda. So it depends on what you want to do.
Okay.
And you can kind of investigate it from there.
Are there any other classes in this series that you're going, that's going to be in Atlantic, or is this is
kind of the end of the Atlantic ones? We had the native landscaping last month, and then this month is the rain barrels, and so then the rest of the classes that'll be closest still be Harlan.
Okay. So if you miss this one, and you can always give Cass County Conservation a call and say I'd like the information, because you do have printed information.
And if you need help registering as well, feel free to give us a call. And that phone number is down in Lewis, 769-2372.
Okay, good to remember that's a Lewis number. Okay, I'm sure you have some other things going besides working this rain barrel workshop. In fact, I'll just mention one, and that's on the 21st of April.
Yes.
Is the Atlantic Garden Summer Seminar sponsored by Master Gardeners. And Laura and Kathy Morris are going to be doing red wiggler worms again. And not only talk about them, but if you want to get started, they'll take the worms and the container and everything home.
Yep, vermicomposting, we're going to be covering that. We're going to look at two different systems, and my system and Kathy's. And so we're also, you know, if you're even researching it out there, you know, $40 a pound of worms, you know, and you're thinking, wow, I really got to dive into this. But you know what? Come to this class, and you don't have to spend that $40, and you won't get a full pound of worms, but you still get some worms
All you need is a handful or so to get started.
Right.
I mean, you don't have to. Yeah, that's a good point. That this will be an easy way to get started. That's part of the fun of coming to the workshop and talking to other people who think they're interested.
Yeah, and you know, and maybe you just want to sit through the class and go, man.
Do I want to do this or not?
Yeah.
Okay,
so.
Very good. Okay, so I sort of interrupted when I threw that in there. What else are you working on, Laura?
we do have our wildflower walk coming on later on this month. We have no idea what will be blooming by then, because everything that I usually talk about during my wildflower walk the end of April is blooming right now.
Yeah.
So if you want a great walk, short little drive to Atlantic, those wildflowers are out and blooming.
Right.
Dutchman's breeches have been going crazy, and the trillium was just starting last week.
Are there any markers out there
the markers are where the most population area of those flowers are. You're going to probably see them through your whole hike once you kind of know what they look like, but the markers should be close to the biggest population that we have out there.
Great thing to do with your family or just yourself. If you want a quiet moment away from everything, you know, you don't have to wait for the scheduled walk. Just get out there and do it yourself.
That's the best spot.
and I know I've had visitors go out and they, you know, they're just they can't say enough good things about it, no matter what time of year, but this is special.
Yeah, so you never know. I'm going to have to prepare for a whole new program.
And what's the date again?
The 28th. That is Saturday the 28th at 9 a.m.
Just remember, we could do something every Saturday here coming up.
Yes, I am busy every Saturday upcoming.
So anything else you want to mention? Anything else?
No, just to remember that Rain Barrel Workshop while you're surfing the internet over the Easter holiday this weekend. Sign up to register for that Going Green class, the Rain Barrel Workshop through Iowa Western. And that class will be held the 14th, April the 14th, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Okay, thank you so much, Laura Canning, who is interpretive naturalist for Cass County Conservation Service. We appreciate you coming in. And until next time, here's a thought from Henry David Thoreau. Take a nice walk this evening or tomorrow morning. For heaven's sakes, heaven is under our feet as well as over our heads.